Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Pope. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Staley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Staley. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Hatfield reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith throws the ball into Avila, who tags Aparicio trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hatfield scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to second. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 0-for-1 in the game. Pope hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pope moves to second. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pope scores. Carrasquel moves to second. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pope. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to third. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila misplays the ball. That's an error on Avila. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pope hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley is 0 for 1 in the game. Staley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pope who is chasing the ball. Rivera reaches third base with a triple. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rosen moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby strikes out. 1 out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith is hit by the pitch. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith goes all the way around to score. Avila moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Paul LaPomme now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. Avila moves to third. 1 out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Avila tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Jim Busby pinch hits for Dave Pope. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Al Smith now playing left field. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Northey pinch hits for Paul LaPomme. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive towards short. Caris Quell catches it and throws to first to double up Fox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips pinch runs for Walt Dropo. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hatfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Hatfield reaches second base with a double. Phillips moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.